Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody. Oh my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. I hope you all had a wonderful holiday, whichever one it was that you celebrate. Yesterday was Easter. I know it was down here a beautiful day. I hear it was as well in New York and in Gainesville. I hope that you spent time with your family, enjoyed too much food. Same is true with Passover. If you're still celebrating Passover, tonight is in fact the last Seder. We hope that you had a wonderful Passover, after tomorrow night, you can go back to eating some bread. I hope everybody had just a wonderful time. If you're listening here on 900 AM, the Talk of the Palm Beaches, it is Monday night. It's about 10 after 5. We are live. If you're driving up and down the Turnpike or on 95, please be careful. But if you're listening on some of the other five stations, either 95.9, 92.5, or 93.5 FM, all in Palm Beach, it's a Saturday morning. We hope the rest of the day is glorious. And for you on Long Island or in Gainesville, it's Wednesday night. We hope you had a wonderful day. You know, sometimes the holidays, as much fun as they are, highlight for us things that we've been thinking about that might be obvious but now become a bit more obvious. Maybe one of those things that you might be thinking about is that mom or dad or both might be better off living in a community than living on their own. There are signs. We're going to talk about those. But communities like independent living communities or assisted living communities, well, frankly, even memory care. We're going to talk all about that tonight. We're going to explain the thought process that you might employ in making such a monumental decision. And make no mistake about it, it is a monumental decision, but one that is often easier in hindsight than it is in foresight, and one in which you would be surprised at why it took you so long. Anyway, my guest tonight, Michael Siciliano, is here. He's an extremely experienced expert in the field of independent assisted living and memory care. We are going to benefit greatly by his advice, and we're going to be talking to him in just a minute or two. I want to thank Brookdale Communities up in Jacksonville. I spoke last Thursday night at a Brookdale community in Jacksonville, and I know I'm not on the radio up there, but it was so much fun. I just have to give them a shout out. Before I get to my guest and talk about tonight's subject, I want to digress for a minute. Many of you know that I am very active in the world of guardianship. I'm on the board of directors of the Florida State Guardianship Association. I am, in fact, past president of the Guardianship Association. I also serve on the board of the National Guardianship Association. And I am about to be nominated. I assume I'll win because the list of applicants is narrow. I've been nominated for a board seat again on National Guardianship Association's board. There have been many articles in the Palm Beach Post about guardianship over the last few months. One a week ago Sunday. And I need to tell you, you can't believe everything you read in the newspaper these days. And yes, I'm not a guardian and I don't make any money from that. I'm not an elder attorney, so I don't have any dog in this hunt. But I can tell you the article that was in the Palm Beach Post is fraught with overstatement, overdramatization, and inaccuracy. And I would love to invite the editor and the newspaper reporter on my radio show, but they would never do that because I would talk to them about the facts about guardianship. So before you make up your mind and you read all of the stuff that you read in the Palm Beach Post, I would encourage you to get the facts, because my experience with guardians, both locally and around the state and around the nation, is that without them, many people who are in great need would suffer significantly more than they do but for the work of the guardian assigned to them. So I'm just saying this to you as loud as I can. It's not what I normally talk about on my radio show, but that article a week ago got me incensed. So I'm saying to you, don't believe everything you read. That article was a great exaggeration, and unfair, and I'm done ranting. Anyway, so now to my guest, Michael Siciliano. He was born and raised in Philadelphia. He was in food service most of his life in Philadelphia, but he moved to Palm Beach Gardens in 1996 and became the food and beverage director for the Jupiter Beach Resort for about 5 years. In 2002, he migrated into the senior housing industry, and he worked for Senior Lifestyle Corporation for 10 years at Mangrove Bay. And for those of you who live in this area, you know Mangrove Bay is one of the very beautiful communities in the Palm Beach area. When he left that, he took some time off, and he did something that I'm going to talk to him a lot about tonight. He actually cooked for seniors who could not get out of their homes, not Meals on Wheels, but people who wanted real food, nutritious food, healthy food, and fresh food. And he did that for about 5 years, and it was it was fascinating because there's a real need in that regard, and we're going to talk about food a lot tonight. In 2016, after doing consulting in Vero Beach, he went to work for Harbor Retirement Associates, HRA, and he became a full-time member of the HRA family as executive director of the soon-to-open Harbor Chase of Palm Beach Gardens. It is not open yet, but I watch it because I pass by there almost every day. It's moving along pretty good. He's a real foodie, enjoys cooking, going to the gym, dining out, traveling, and TV. Michael, welcome to Oh My God. How are you?
Good. I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Good. So I said in the beginning of the show that it is particularly around holiday time that family comes in from out of town, or they all get together, and they kind of notice that mom and dad are changing. They're evolving. I think at that point, some people begin to think that maybe mom and dad shouldn't be in their own house any longer, that it is not the best environment for them. So they begin to think about that. So what are some of the telltale signs that kids, when they're here, or if they just left and they're kind of, and it's in the back of their head, but they haven't got it yet. What are some of the telltale signs that say somebody should be thinking about a different living arrangement that might include independent assisted or memory care living?
Sure, Scott. One of the things, being a foodie, that I always recognize, or I always ask the potential resident's family, is how has their eating habits changed? Because they've shared some meals together over the holidays, and they've noticed a change in meals, either a weight loss as well or a weight gain because they're eating fast food rather than home-cooked meals. And, you know, if there's been any driving issues, you know, that's always a huge item that, you know, you take a ride and dad insists on driving because, of course, you're still 4 years old. And and you realize that he's turning onto the wrong side of the road. And, you know, that's, you know, a big deal. And you're noticing that your parents that used to be very active, either in a country club or the family or whatever, are becoming very isolated. And the remote has become their best friend. And you find that they're just satisfied doing so much less when they're still capable of doing so much more.
You know, it's really interesting. The things that you highlighted there are things that obviously I see regularly. In my book, there's an article about a friend of mine who drove his, you know, who flew down and his father picked him up at the airport and he drove home with him and he got out of the car. And he said to his father, "Give me your keys.
Yeah.
Give me your keys." All right. But more to the point, I think you walk into somebody's house and, you know, to mom or dad's house and suddenly there's just cereal in the refrigerator or there's old expired food. It highlights that they're not getting to the supermarket anymore, that they're not getting out as often. And then the other thing that you highlight that's critical is this isolation. They don't see their friends anymore. They're not playing cards. They don't go to the bagel room if they're at a country club. Mm-hmm. All of those things. So when those things happen, Michael, you know, you and I are the same age. We said that we found that out before the show. But when our parents were around, it was a home. They were going to a home.
Yep.
I used to say to my mother-in-law, you know, you want to think about coming in. We could go to a community. She said, I'm not going to a nursing home. Yep. Right? They were never going to do that. So there are different kinds of communities that people have options for. Can you explain the difference between independent, assisted,
sure,
memory care, et cetera?
Sure. You're right. The proverbial home was the scary place you went when nobody wanted to take care of you anymore. So you certainly put all your kids on a guilt trip that you're never going to put me in the home. But the home today has turned into a privileged lifestyle, both in independent living, supportive independent living, assisted living, and memory care. I mean, the company I work for are building buildings from the ground up. We don't want to inherit anybody's bad reputation. We have dining venues. The building that I'm about to open has 5 dining venues because we believe that we shouldn't take choices away from people. We're not bringing you into our building to change you. It's very difficult to bring somebody 86 years old into a building with the thought that they're going to do what we want. No, we're going to do what they want. We're going to take care of their needs, but we're going to do what they want. So that's very important in the decision-making process for your family, to be sure that you're dealing with a company that has their best interest in mind.
Moving from your home to a community, independent, supportive, independent, or assisted, can be very traumatic, particularly because the mindset was always, I'm not going to a home. You're not going to put me in a home. I don't want to die in a home. What are some of the things that a building like yours and others, what are some of the things that buildings do that belie our old view of what a home is like?
Okay, what I mentioned previously, you know, 5 dining venues where you could have a private dining room, a casual dining room, formal dining room. We have a pizzeria where we make brick oven pizzas, and we have a bistro in the lobby where you can get, it's kind of like a Starbucks kind of thing where anybody coming in can grab something, but so can our residents. And it's privileged living. It's pampering. It's not like you're going to the hospital. It's card games. It's going to the theater but not having to worry about driving. It's having a cocktail at the theater and, again, not worrying about driving home. It's being transported there. It's you know, just everything. You don't have to do your laundry. You don't have to clean your apartment. You don't have to do many things that you're now saddled with and choose not to do anymore.
And there's a socialization aspect to it that is often understated.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We have a great life enrichment program. Most people know that as activities. Our company has a little different verbiages. But our life enrichment program, we have a director that I brought in from Vero Beach. I mean, she's great. She's like a ball of dynamite who's just waiting to
explode.
It's Colette.
Oh,
yes.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah,
oh,
Colette's,
no, no.
Colette's
wonderful.
Now with us. And she's been researching for 3 months, you know, bands and cruises and trips and, you know, trying to get me to agree to send everybody to Cuba and just all kinds of really great things for our residents that are capable of doing those things,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, and I know her, so she's,
yeah.
She is a dynamo.
I could hear her talking right now. It just won't
I'm
turn
just thinking,
off.
You said go to Cuba, and I'm thinking we ought to go fast because the airlines are cutting back flights. I guess I would have thought that everybody wanted to go to Cuba. I want to go to Cuba, but apparently it's not selling all that
right.
Well. If you're just tuning in, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. I'm here tonight with Michael Siciliano. Michael is the executive director of Harbor Chase, about to open in Palm Beach Gardens. But they're part of a bigger community. Michael is very experienced in the world of senior living. We haven't talked a lot about his new building. I promise you that we will soon for those of you who are local. But we're talking about senior living in general. We're going to talk about food and the importance of food. We're going to talk about so much more that is of importance to you. If you are listening on 900 AM, the Talk of the Palm Beaches, and we're live, it's about 520, feel free to give us a call, and we can answer your questions. If you have questions for Michael, or for me about senior living, call us, 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Scott, caregiver stress is really a silent killer, isn't it?
It really is, Mike. The statistics are astounding. Nearly 64% of family caregivers taking care of somebody with Alzheimer's and dementia without having outside help will predecease their loved one who has Alzheimer's and dementia. The stress of taking care of a loved one with a chronic disease can take a terrible toll, and the need for a respite is never more apparent than when you're feeling the most stressed.
So, Scott, your services can be provided for just a couple of hours a day so we can live our normal life.
Yes, Mike. Even a couple of hours away from the family member who is struggling with a chronic disease can give you the break that you need to take care of yourself. Get your hair done, go out and play cards, maybe a round of golf, go see a movie. All of these are things that will help you take care of your loved one better if you're in a better frame of mind. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us, 561-630-1620.
I'm here with Tino Negri of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Tino, you guys are really going above and beyond when it comes to training your staff for Alzheimer's care.
So, Mike, a lot of people complain about their caregivers being on the phone all day. At Comfort Care, we are training our caregivers to keep your loved ones active, engaged, and stimulated.
And Tino, what are some of the things you're doing to make your caregivers better equipped to take care of people with Alzheimer's?
So twice a month, I'm bringing our caregivers in to our office for specialized training on behavior modification and cognitive stimulation activities designed to keep your loved ones active when the caregivers are there staying with them. We find caregivers respond favorably when they have the tools at their disposal to take care of your loved one. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of your life. So let our family take care of your family. 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about senior living. We're talking with Michael Siciliano, who is the executive director of a new community about to open here in Palm Beach Gardens. But he comes to us with years and years of experience in senior living and working with seniors in other capacities. He is the executive director of Harbor Chase. Harbor Chase is that new community opening in Palm Beach Gardens. I, of course, am Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. We are here every Monday night live on 900 AM. We broadcast and rebroadcast on 103.9 Long Island's Talk Radio, 104.9 Gainesville Talk Radio on Wednesday nights. And, of course, we're here Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. on 92.5 and 93.5, at 8 a.m. on 95.9 FM. And we're glad that you are here. Michael, we've talked about the difference between assisted living, independent living. We didn't talk much about memory care, and we will. But I think one of the things that is really important is that the vision of a community is different for all the constituents. So what are seniors looking for when they are thinking about moving into a community like yours, perhaps?
Okay, the seniors are looking for respect. They've earned it, and they deserve it. So we're really cognizant of the fact that we should make sure we respect what they like, what their needs are. They're also very into dining. I mean, they love, their whole day is about what's the next meal going to be. So we make sure it stays interesting. We make sure we have local foods, locally grown foods. Everything is homemade. There's no cans or frozen. Our freezer doesn't allow for that. We typically have a small freezer, so we can't do a lot of that. Our soups are homemade. I mean, and that's what residents deserve, and mainly choices. You know, they used to go to a country club and they had a giant menu, and now they go to an assisted living building and they have a choice of three items. And that's not who we're going to be. And I'm not going into my own community yet, but I'm going to tell you, but very important to seniors is to make sure the dining experience stays great.
Adult children don't always see it the same way, though, right? They approach this from an entirely different perspective.
Yeah, the adult children are really looking for the care, because either it's something they've been doing or they've been active with knowing or hiring people at home who have been doing it, like your company, Scott. So when they decide to have mom or dad leave to come to one of our buildings, they're really interested in how you're going to care for mom. Are you going to keep her active? Is there going to be a difference between living home or living in a community? And the socialization piece is what we have to offer in that area. I mean, that's huge for our families.
One of the things I hear all the time is that I don't want to give up my friends. I don't want to be trapped. I don't want to be I don't want to become a prisoner. I want to be able to get outside. We'll talk a little bit about your community, but in general, activities matter. Some, the socialization with other people matters, but are people trapped when they go to your building or others like yours?
They shouldn't be, and they won't be in ours. We have a Cadillac. We have a bus. Our activities include going outside of the building, going to the Kravitz Center, going to the other theaters, going to dine in other restaurants. So we want to keep them out of the building as well.
Right.
So it's important to keep them interested. And, you know, eating in the same dining room 31 days a month is very difficult to keep somebody happy.
Right. You gave me if you went to the same restaurant for 31 days, even if it was your favorite restaurant, it wouldn't be your favorite after 31 days.
After 31 days, you would not think of it as your favorite restaurant anymore.
Yeah. There's probably a line in there about marriage, but my wife's sitting here, so I won't.
Oh, yeah. We won't even go there. Yeah. She's been very sweet.
Where is your building?
Okay, we're on the right south of Hood Road on Central.
Right.
So we're basically on the corner of Central and Hood Road.
Okay. I want to go back to the difference between what children think is important, adult children think is important, and what the senior moving in, what they think is important. How do you reconcile that? You know, I know it, you know, adult children are, most of them care greatly. Not all of them fall under that category. It is hard to balance that at sometimes, right? So, you have to be, in addition to being an executive director, you have to kind of be a social worker.
Well, you do, and you have to listen. I think that's the key to the success of our buildings is we listen. We listen to what's important to all the principals in the decision-making process. And that's the key. And then we hit on those areas and we exaggerate, not exaggerate to untrue, but we concentrate on those areas where it's important to that person. For example, we're pet-friendly. But if you don't tell me you like pets, I'm not going to bring that up. Because
right.
Maybe you were bit by a dog yesterday,
right.
You know, so we're not going to bring that thing up. But we are pet friendly and we do, you know, exactly what the residents want to do. When the family says, what do you do for activities or for life enrichment? We say exactly what dad wants.
Right.
He's going to design the program.
Right.
You know, we're going to have specific things on a daily basis, but we're then going to do what our residents dictate. To make sure it's a happy environment for them.
And I think that's really a key, something that you just highlighted there, is that it is not the same experience for each resident. It not just like living in an over 55 community is not the same experience for everyone. If you're a tennis player, you care about tennis courts, but if you don't pick up a racket, you don't care about tennis courts. So it could be different for different people.
Sure.
So if you're just tuning in, it's Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Here tonight with Michael Siciliano. Michael is the executive director of Harbor Chase, soon to be open in Palm Beach Gardens. We haven't talked much about his building, but we are as soon as we come back. If you're listening
on 900 AM, the Talk of the Palm Beaches. We are live. It is 5:30. We're glad that you're with us. Please drive carefully. If you're listening on any of the other stations that we're on, we're glad that you're here. We hope that you're a regular listener. If you are a regular listener, we thank you for your support. If you're new, we are here every Monday night, and we talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents, and we move it around. So I'll tell you a little bit about next week's guest later. But if you have questions for tonight's guest, Michael Siciliano, about independent, assisted, or memory care living, give us a call. 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison Negri of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Allison, Comfort Care is a family-owned and operated business.
We are, Mike. It's myself, my husband Tino, and my parents Irene and Scott. We're all thoroughly involved in the day-to-day operations of the business. So many of our clients' families do not live locally and therefore count on us to be their local eyes and ears. Every one of our clients has access to an owner day or night, and we do monitor our office phones 24 hours, 7 days a week by a member of our office staff.
So, Allison, family's very important to you guys at Comfort Care Senior Services.
It really is, Mike. I was very involved with my grandmother before she passed away, so we understand how important it is for everyone in the family, not just the senior needing care, to be a part of the equation. We talk to family members on a regular basis. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. 561-630-1620.
I'm here with Tino Negri of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Tino, you guys are really going above and beyond when it comes to training your staff for Alzheimer's care.
So, Mike, a lot of people complain about their caregivers being on the phone all day. At Comfort Care, we are training our caregivers to keep your loved ones active, engaged, and stimulated.
And Tino, what are some of the things you're doing to make your caregivers better equipped to take care of people with Alzheimer's?
So twice a month, I'm bringing our caregivers in to our office for specialized training on behavior modification and cognitive stimulation activities designed to keep your loved ones active when the caregivers are there staying with them. We find caregivers respond favorably when they have the tools at their disposal to take care of your loved one. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of your life. So let our family take care of your family. 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Here tonight with Michael Siciliano. Michael is the executive director of a new independent and assisted memory care community, supportive independent. I'm going to let him explain that in a minute. In Palm Beach Gardens, we're talking about senior living options for seniors. He has a brand new building. I'm going to talk a lot about that in just a second. If you have questions for Michael about senior living options, call us at 1-877-960-9960, 1-877-960-9960. So, Michael, talk to me about Harbor Chase in Palm Beach Gardens. How big is it? When's it going to open, et cetera, et cetera?
Okay, we're still waiting for our certificate of occupancy. We're hoping to get that by mid-May. And then, of course, we'll have the state come in and do their survey. And hopefully by the end of May, we'll be able to take our first resident. Yeah. We do have a wait list for people that want to move in. It's called our Charter Club. And if you join our Charter Club, you save substantial money on the community fee when you first move in. So, and right now you can save $3,500 with a $500 refundable deposit.
Wow, that's good.
So, we're going to have 60 supportive / assisted living apartments and 60 memory care apartments. Some of the things that I think make us different and better than our competition, and I think we have great competition. I've worked for some of them, and I still love them. However, we have an unusual food program, our dietary program. Instead of just saying you're getting 3 meals a day and 31 days a month, we give you a certain amount of money every month, which is $750, and it's your dining dollars. And you basically could eat them anywhere you want. You could eat them in any of our 5 dining venues. We had a woman the other day who says, I never eat breakfast. Well, she doesn't lose 31 breakfasts a month.
Right.
Because she doesn't eat them. It's just her money doesn't get spent. But we're also going to have a very beautiful menu that will consist of lobster, rack of lamb, filet mignon, fresh seafoods. And there'll be a little bit of an upcharge for that. But if you balance your money correctly during the month, it still does not have to exceed $750. If it does, you pay the difference between $750 and whatever your food bill was for the month. We obviously do your laundry separately. We have housekeeping that's done, daily tidying, and then, of course, a weekly housekeeping, but as needed in, you know, most departments. We have full transportation. We will have a Cadillac and we'll have a bus as well. In memory care, I have a hairdresser that I'm hiring, not leasing out the salon like most salons do. We're hiring a hairdresser, and she'll start every morning at 7 a.m., and she'll go into our memory care and fluff our residents' hair and put some makeup on them and make them feel better about themselves and how they present to the rest of the community, as well as their family.
Right.
And we really think this is something that's really going to help keep everybody happy. You know.
Talk to me about your care, because you'll have nursing care.
Yeah, well. We have nurses around the clock. And if you're talking to communities, be sure you say, is there a nurse on duty 24 hours a day? And not, they may tell you there's a nurse on staff. And that clearly means that somebody's there for 8 hours. And then the rest of the time they're on their telephone. So be sure you're hearing the nurses in the building 24 hours a day. Our assisted living, all levels of care are included in the rent, as is memory care. So there are no levels of care. Whatever you're quoted the day you move in for your care is what stays with you the rest of your life. We also have the ECC license, which is the extended congregate care, which allows us to do a little bit more for you in your life. And we also have hospice. So, you know, it could be the last place you enjoy living in.
Right. Are they all private apartments or are there any shared apartments?
We do have 20 shared apartments.
Okay.
So, they're both, it could be in assisted living or in memory care. You could have a shared apartment. And we have mostly one bedroom, one bath. So we do have a couple, two bedrooms, and we are capable of breaking a wall down between 2 1 bedrooms. So you'll have 2 bedrooms, 2 baths, a living room, dining room, kitchen, and den.
Wow.
So that becomes like a 1,200 square foot apartment.
Oh,
so it's very large.
So Harbor Chase is not well known here locally. There is a Harbor Chase in Vero, and there's one, I think, in Coconut Creek or
Tamarack.
Tamarack. But Harbor Chase is not new to your type of community. So how many communities do they have? And they've been around a while.
Yeah, we've been around for 20 years. We're privately owned by a gentleman in Vero Beach. So there's not a big company hierarchy. You can call the owner and he responds. We're going to be the 27th community. There are 11 more under construction right now. And I understand there's 30 parcels of land they're looking into. So we're going to almost double in size in the next 3 years.
So if people want to tour or come see you and talk to you, how do people reach you?
You can just call us on 561-517-0309. That's my cell phone, and I'll answer it.
Okay.
So
we'll give you that number again in a minute. Is there a website that they can look for information?
Sure. It's harborchase.com. And then you'll scroll down to a Florida location and then pull up Palm Beach Gardens.
Terrific. And again, I know we said it before, but if people missed it, you expect to open when?
The end of May.
That's terrific. I've watched the building grow. It looks like it's coming along a lot.
It's really looking real good.
So it's right on the corner, really, of Hood Road. Well, just south of Hood Road and Central, right? It's terrific. You have a couple of other unique. I think the food dining thing is really kind of very
yeah.
interesting. I know as it relates to visitors and guests, that's a big play too. Right?
Yes, we want our residents to be proud of where they live, and part of that's the food. You know, I always give the example of grandmom's going to meet her potential granddaughter when her grandson brings him in. And she doesn't want to sit down to macaroni and cheese. She wants to be able to say, you know, we can sit in the private dining room. And would you like a lobster tail? Would you like a filet mignon? She wants to be proud of where she lives.
Right.
And a lot of that generation, they were proud in their food.
Right.
You know, for any number of reasons, if they didn't have a lot of money, you know, I was raised poor Italian and we had great food every night.
I was poor Jewish.
Yeah. And, you know, we never knew that.
My mother couldn't cook, but the rest of the family.
Right. We never knew that when we sat at the table. We thought we were rich, you know. But it's really a very huge part. And I've hired a wonderful chef. And I actually hired him 3 months before the building opened. But
terrific.
He's doing well.
Terrific. If you're just tuning in, this is Scott Greenberg on Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom. I'm here tonight with Michael Siciliano. We're talking about senior living options. Michael's the executive director of a new building about to open in Palm Beach Gardens. If you have questions for Michael or for me, you can call us 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Scott, caregiver stress is really a silent killer, isn't it?
It really is, Mike. The statistics are astounding. Nearly 64% of family caregivers taking care of somebody with Alzheimer's and dementia without having outside help will predecease their loved one who has Alzheimer's and dementia. The stress of taking care of a loved one with a chronic disease can take a terrible toll, and the need for a respite is never more apparent than when you're feeling the most stressed.
So, Scott, your services can be provided for just a couple of hours a day. So we can live our normal life.
Yes, Mike. Even a couple of hours away from the family member who is struggling with a chronic disease can give you the break that you need to take care of yourself. Get your hair done, go out and play cards, maybe a round of golf, go see a movie. All of these are things that will help you take care of your loved one better if you're in a better frame of mind. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us, 561-630-1620.
I'm here with Allison Negri of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Allison, Comfort Care is a family-owned and operated business.
We are, Mike. It's myself, my husband Tino, and my parents Irene and Scott. We're all thoroughly involved in the day-to-day operations of the business. So many of our clients' families do not live locally and therefore count on us to be their local eyes and ears. Every one of our clients has access to an owner day or night, and we do monitor our office phones 24 hours, 7 days a week by a member of our office staff.
So, Allison, family's very important to you guys at Comfort Care Senior Services.
It really is, Mike. I was very involved with my grandmother before she passed away, so we understand how important it is for everyone in the family, not just the senior needing care, to be a part of the equation. We talk to family members on a regular basis. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. If you've just tuned in, you're missing a very interesting show. We're talking about senior living, the various options that are available as we age, particularly as we exit the holiday season. It often becomes apparent to adult children of seniors that mom and dad may be slipping just a little, their ability to be home struggles, and it's time to start thinking about alternate or alternative living arrangements. Some of those living arrangements include independent, assisted memory care units. And frankly, I have to tell you, it's not your grandmother's nursing home. And one of those that will be very different is the building that my guest, Michael Siciliano, is the executive director of. It. It's called Harbor Chase. It's going to open in Palm Beach Gardens in a couple of weeks, actually. I would say months, but it's only really a couple of weeks. I've watched it grow up from the beginning, so it's taken a while. It's good to see it come into fruition. Michael is the executive director of Harbor Chase in Palm Beach Gardens, but he has a wealth of experience at other communities and in senior, not only in senior housing, but in senior food. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that
now if we can. If you have questions for Michael, call us 1-877-960-9960, 1-877-960-9960. Michael, when I read your bio early in the show, we talked about the fact that for a number of years you were very involved in creating at-home dining for seniors who were unable any longer to eat the way they used to eat or the way they wanted. So it brings up a panoply of questions, which are, you know, how is dining different for seniors when you're living home? Why does it become more challenging? And how should nutrition and dining be thought of differently for seniors? So,
okay, well, seniors tend to eat a little less. So sometimes less is good for weight control, but it's not always great for nutrition if they're not eating the right foods. So luckily I have a daughter who's a dietitian and registered, and a nutritionist. So she's taught me a lot about that field. However, for seniors, it's so important that you eat properly. And we at Harbor Chase make sure that happens. I mean, we're giving you all the choices you need to make a decision. And we also monitor what you eat. So we're sure you're not losing or gaining an extraordinary amount of weight that's not healthy for you. I mean, that's just so important that nutritionally you stay sound. And in the home, when people are eating very lazy or they can't shop or they've lost their excitement for food because they used to cook for a whole family and now who wants to get up and cook for myself? I'll just eat this piece of cake, you know, and they get full and they'll get calories, but they're not getting the nutrition they need. And it's something that both at a corporate level, we monitor. All our menus are signed off on by registered dietitian as per state regulations because our licensure requires that we properly feed people. So it's really important that they eat properly.
So when you you owned a business at one time, or mm-hmm. did you cook for seniors and brought food to their houses, not like Meals on Wheels and not like the prepared meals that come from other at-home delivery. Were you able to notice differences in the people that you were bringing food to? How does one's life change, I guess, is my question.
I'm going to tell you the most extreme example that and it was my very first food client. She was a senior. She was 92, and she chose not to eat for 1 year. She drank Boost for 1 year to prove to her family that she could live at home alone, even though she could no longer cook for herself. She did not want to be, in her words, institutionalized.
Right.
I was referred to her by a guardian, and I started cooking for her, and she started flourishing in wanting to eat. Well, we had to do that very gradually because her stomach was very sensitive and not eating most foods for a year. But we, you know, based on what I cooked for her, very light diets, and then she got into more and more and more, and it wound up that I would take her out to dinner and take her to the theater, and she was thrilled with it all. So it just was amazing, but very extreme. You know, everybody's not that way. You know, they just either rather eat a bowl of cereal or, like you said, you know, cereal or a Pop-Tart or something where, you know, you bring them a nice meal to their home. They're appreciative. They might not eat the whole thing to start with. They'll share some of it for lunch with somebody or themselves, make two meals out of it. But as long as you know they're getting solid, nutritionally sound meals, that's what's so important.
So many people think that getting help is the beginning of the end of their independence, and it really is precisely the opposite. It's the beginning of the restoration of their independence, and it does start oftentimes with nutrition. There are two sides to that, though. I know that we see, and I'm sure you do too, that children, adult children or grandchildren, they see food much like you and I did growing up. We were talking about before, it's the social aspect of food. It's the family getting together. There's abundance. And that can be just as bad too, right? Abundance can be just as unhealthy as just the nutritional side.
Yep.
I think it's important if adult children are listening to the show tonight,
the boomers as opposed to your mothers, that you understand that food means different things to different people at different times in their lives, and that it is really still very important at a social level, but it isn't the way that it used to be. Am I right?
Yep.
Right?
Absolutely.
Right. Well, I'll come back to that in another minute. Anyway, if you're just tuning in, I'm here tonight with Michael Siciliano. Michael is the executive director of a new community opening up here in Palm Beach Gardens. Harbor Chase of Palm Beach Gardens is about to open probably by the end of May, if all goes according to plan. Michael has a very long history in senior living and a long history in nutrition and food service for seniors. He's been talking about his community, but we're talking about assisted living, independent living, and memory care. You know, I didn't really ask this, and we didn't really talk much about this. Memory care doesn't have to be, kind of the end of the world, right? Tell me a little bit about your memory care community.
We have the same and different life enrichment in memory care. Our focus in memory care, obviously, is care and making sure that everyone is safe. And that's the key to memory care. However, the life enrichment portion is actually larger in memory care than it is in assisted living. Because in assisted living, a lot of people sure still make their own decisions. I'd rather do this or that. This or that. In memory care, lots of times they're not into the decision-making process any longer, so we have to guide them into areas that we know will be good to them, and we have some extraordinary programs. For example, every one of our memory care residents will have their own iPod with their own favorite music from the past.
Right.
So times of day where they're not so thrilled to be in our community or they're sundowning, we put their music on, and it's just amazing to watch the
transformation.
It's
like alive inside, right?
The live inside. That's exactly what it's called.
It's really astounding. It's amazing.
They sit there and smile and tap their feet or get up and dance instead of being agitated. They're dancing.
Yeah.
So it's
music is so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
In memory, you know,
yeah.
We do a program, a music program that we do in many memory communities, up and down, our general vicinity. We probably do it in 40 communities a month. I've seen people who haven't gotten out of a wheelchair get up and dance when they hear their favorite song, or an old veteran get up and salute if you play something patriotic, and then they'll sit right back down in the chair. It's really interesting. Anyway, if you're just tuning in, I'm still here with Michael Siciliano, the executive director of a new building opening up in Palm Beach Gardens. If you've missed the show but you wish you hadn't, I have good news. We podcast the show. We're available either later tonight or tomorrow on the podcast platforms. All you have to do is search OMG I'm Getting and up will pop. You can listen to this or any other show that we've done over the last 5+ years that we're doing Oh My God. We also will put it up on our website, www.palmbeach.comfortcare.com. palmbeach.comfortcare.com. Comfortcare, comfortcare.com. I know you want to put a T in there. Don't do it. You won't get to us. If you don't have a radio, I don't care. You can still listen to us wherever you are because you have a smartphone. And there is an app for that. TuneIn Radio has an app where you can set a reminder to listen to us no matter where you are at the time that we are, either live or on the station nearest to you. Of course, we simulcast locally, nationally, and around the world on www.900thetalk.com. And I just found out we're available on the iHeartRadio network, which I don't know very much about, but apparently we're available on the iHeartRadio network. So lots of ways for you to listen to us. And if you are a regular listener, thank you. If you're not, or if you're new, welcome. And if you're a regular listener, tell somebody else. Next week, I'm going to be talking to noted elder attorney Joe Karp, and we're going to be talking about some things that are particularly of interest to you.
one of which he just talked to me this afternoon about, I'm fascinated by, which is how often should you look at the beneficiaries on all of the things that you've prepared for wherever anything's going to go. So I'll just give you an example. You named both of your children as your executor of your estate 5 or 6 years ago. One of those children got divorced. Do you still want to do the same thing? So you need to be looking at your beneficiaries. We're going to be talking about that and some of the other things that you don't think about when planning your future with an elder attorney. Joe is a great guest. He was here a couple of months ago. He has some new and interesting things to talk to you about. And so I encourage you to tune in next Monday night when my guest will be attorney Joe Karp. But I am still here with Michael Siciliano, who is the executive director of Harbor Chase, a new building about to open up in a couple of weeks here in Palm Beach Gardens. Michael, how do people reach you if they want more information again?
Well, they can call my office at 561-536-5519. That's 561-536-5519.
And the website again?
It's harborchase.com.
HarborChase.com. I've asked you a lot of questions tonight. Is there something you wish I had asked you that I hadn't? Is there something you wanted to mention that I skipped over?
I think we hit on a lot of items tonight.
We hit on a lot of items.
Yes.
Michael's been a good sport. He wasn't originally supposed to be here, but he has stepped in and filled in admirably. So, Kim, if you are listening, Michael did pretty good. All right. So he was a gentleman. I want to visit just a little bit more about this particulars for your building. You're going to open when?
We're going to open the end of May, and we're taking deposits right now. So if you want to be on the Charter Club list, which will give you the ability to pick your apartment before anybody else, and instead of paying a $5,000 community fee when you move in, you'll pay a $1,500 move-in fee, which is a savings of $3,500 with a refundable deposit of $500.
And you're going to have 60 memory care units?
And 60 supportive IL and assisted living.
Assisted. And is it 3 meals a day in all three classes of
health
care?
Yes.
Right. And going to have transportation, going to have a lot of activity. And you're located
housekeeping.
Right. And you're in an area where there's a tremendous amount of capacity coming online. There are a lot of differentiators in your community. Did we hit them all?
Well, we talked about our special dining program, which is, you know, extraordinary. We talked about our all-inclusive levels of care. So primarily the financial people love that because they could better plan your money because it doesn't change so drastically as your levels of care change. They remain the same in our building.
Okay. So if you just tuned in, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. We are here every Monday night. We talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents. We talk to, people like Michael. We talked about to people, like next week's guest, Joe Karp. We can talk about pretty much any issue that you have in mind that confronts boomers and their parents. If you have anything that you would like us to talk about, please feel free to reach out to us. You can reach out to me on my website, palmbeach.comfortcare.com. We'd be happy to find a guest that's important and will give you good information. We only talk to people who are experts in their field. As you note tonight, Michael is one of those, and we only put good information in the hands of our audience. We're here every Monday live at 900 a.m. The Talk of the Palm Beaches from 5 to 6. We broadcast 103.9 FM Long Island's Talk Radio every Wednesday night at 9 on Long Island. We are on 104.9 FM in Gainesville every Wednesday night. For those of you listening on those stations, we thank you. And, of course, on Saturday mornings, we are here on three stations, 92.5 True Oldies, 93.5 True Oldies at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning. And on Saturday at 8 a.m., we're on 95.9. We are glad that you are listening. Next week, we're going to talk to Joe Karp. We're going to talk about issues revolving around elder law and how you can better prepare for the rest of your life, not the end of your life, but the rest of your life, because it is the quality in the years that you have left, not the number of years that you have left. I want to thank you, Michael, for being here tonight. You're a great guest, very gracious, very informative. I appreciate it.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
So to all of you, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. We will see you next Monday night. We hope you had a wonderful Easter, a happy Passover. Stay safe, and we'll see you next week. Good night, all.